As is so often the case with your Dallas Cowboys, there is a high-profile pile of fiction, and there's a low-down pile of truth when it comes to headline-grabbing issues. And now that almost a Cowboy, Derrick Henry, is coming to town as a member of the Baltimore Ravens, let the fiction flow. I'm Mike Fisher, your trusty and trusted reporter. Welcome to the Fishbowl. This is the Fishbowl. That is the star. Cowboys spending the day getting ready for Sunday's afternoon visit at AT&T Stadium from the Baltimore Ravens. Tom Brady will be back again. In fact, we'll talk about Tom Brady 7:20 Friday morning. He's got to dumb it down for you. He's what? You what? Diddly diddly dink. You're doing what, Tom? We'll get into that Friday morning. TGIF. Thank God it's fish on Friday. But for now, let's let the fiction flow, and then I will handle the facts, if you please. 72,000 fish heads in Cowboy Nation. You may have some knowledge of this. We've touched on it before. But now that Derrick Henry's coming to town, a town that he already lives in part-time, this is a headline-grabbing issue again. And I'm preparing you, straight dope, no bullsh, for all the bullsh about what you're about to hear. The Cowboys almost signed Derrick Henry. And why didn't they sign Derrick? It's a myth. It's a mystery. Let's clear it up. The Cowboys, while he was waiting for a call as a free agent out of Tennessee, quote, never called me at all, said Henry. This comes after he signed his new two-year deal with the Ravens. And it's true. And we reported it at the time at CowboysCountry.com and here on the Fish Report. The Cowboys did not call him. I've been doing this deal here for 3 years, right? And for 3 years, I've been slapping down bogus Henry to Dallas rumors. 3 years of them. The most recent ones were stirred up by the summer news. This is before Derrick Henry said what he said. He just bought a house here. And it is a fact that he bought a house here, but he already owned a house here. So he bought, either sold the old one and bought a new one, or owns two houses here. He moved into a $1.6 million, 4,000 square foot mansion. See how we give you the details here? Near downtown by Love Field in the Bluff View area of downtown Dallas-ish. It's true. He lives here. But he didn't just move here. People at the time, when that kind of leaked out, people were thinking he bought a house in Dallas because he's coming to the Cowboys. No, he bought a house in Dallas because he lives here. Also true, he's working out in Dallas. Yes, he always works out in Dallas. You know, I also work out in Dallas. You know why? Because I also live here. Where else is he going to work out in the off season? He lives here. And then one more Henry side of the story, truth. He really was hoping for a phone call from Jerry Jones's Cowboys. That's a fact. Quote, he was on Mad Dog Sirius XM radio. He says, yeah, of course, if you would have considered Dallas. That's where I stay in the offseason. It's kind of the back end of my career. Great organization. And it would have been a great opportunity. Derrick Henry saying, I would have loved to have finished my career in Dallas. But then he added, obviously disappointed, the two-time rushing champion, the Cowboys never called at all. So what really happened? Asleep at the wheel? Horrible misjudgment of talent? The ridiculous assumption that we're fine without him? We'll just play Royce Freeman or somebody? What happened? What went wrong? Here you go. Take out your number two pencils. As far as the Cowboys are concerned, nothing went wrong. They signed Ezekiel Elliott. They were emotional about it. Everybody felt good about it. It's a super cheap one-year deal. And they decided that Zeke and Rico would be enough. Now we're entering week three against the Ravens, who Henry now plays for. Henry and Lamar Jackson is who you're preparing for now. Trying to run stop them. At this early stage, the idea of Zeke and Rico being enough is wrong. It's not wrong. The running game here is poor. The offensive line is saying it's our fault. We can argue about it. I'm suggesting that they have a collection of running backs that are turning 7-yard potential gains into 3-yard gains. I don't think it's the offensive line's fault. So what went wrong to me? I'm not saying Dallas did zero homework here. I just can't imagine that they didn't get themselves some education on what's going on with Derrick Henry. Like, they know he lives here, right? I am saying that the Cowboys, blow it up, are so insistent, were so insistent, continue to be, on giving out only 1-year contracts, blow it up, that they justified to themselves, let's not even make a phone call to Derrick Henry. Surely he's not going to take a cheap 1-year deal, right? But guys, one phone call doesn't even cost a dime anymore. One phone call, just in case. I said this a few months ago when it first happened. If I bump into information that when Derrick Henry says they didn't call me, that he's leaving out, but they called my agent, I will express that to you. I have not bumped into that information. I think Cowboys were so focused on cheap 1-year deals that they made the assumption. And they shouldn't have made the assumption. They should have called him. Maybe they called the agent and the agent said, no, we're not signing a cheap 1-year deal. They still should have called him. Jerry should have called him and said, come on up here for lunch. Or better yet, I could have my helicopter. You know, I also live near downtown, Derek. I could have my helicopter at your house in 3 minutes. Let's put you on the helicopter with me. Let's go up and have lunch at the Star, costing the Cowboys nothing. One phone call. Or Derrick Henry can be invited to drive from his home in Bluffview to Frisco, take about 18 minutes. Now, Jerry's continued to express stubborn support for what they've done. He said it in the summer. He said, oh, I thought Zeke in New England was pretty good. And he said it this week. What are you guys talking about? Why do we need a running back? Delusional in Dallas? Delusional might be a little strong. Stubborn at the Star? Stubborn is not too strong. They're being stubborn in pretending that these running backs are good enough. But let's not pretend this. Zeke isn't better than Henry. At this point in their career, it's not even close. What Zeke is cheaper. And ultimately, that's what happened. That's the truth. Dallas never made a call to Henry because Dallas assumed that he was going to get some money that they didn't want to spend. And he did get $8 million APY times 2 from the Ravens. That's not outrageous. In another time and another place, the Cowboys would have paid $8 million for that running back. They paid 10 for Tony Pollard. Dallas, I assumed that kind of deal would be out there for him, so they didn't bother. So they go with Zeke at 1/4 that price. Really, counting the 2 years, 1/16 of that price in a way. The enthusiasm for Zeke's return now minimized. You know, he averaged a career low 3.5 yards in New England, and he's down there again now. Doubt will take over. Okay, his numbers are down there too. Dalvin! We've heard Jerry's lack of enthusiasm about what Dalvin Cook can do here. He's expressing no particular excitement about a call-up. A long-term deal for Derrick Henry, who turns 31 in January. If you believe my view of the blow-it-up plan, you understand why, to them, that would be a poor idea. But But a just-in-case phone call? By the way, please do hit the like button. Please do subscribe here. And thank you for reading CowboysCountry.com. A just-in-case phone call? Lunch at the Cowboy Club? A helicopter on Derrick Henry's front lawn in downtown Dallas? The stud is 18 minutes from the star. So no matter the plan, long-term contract for Derrick Henry in their plan, poor idea. But no matter the plan, not spending the dime to call him, it seems like a poor idea too. Breakfast at Fishinies, Friday morning at 7:20. Tom Brady is dumbing it down for you. We'll explain then, and thank you for getting CowboysCountry.com right now. Fish out.